We are coming along fairly well, so we will review a few things that we've learned in our first two lessons. The beginning of lesson three, we are told, review numbers. Let's count from 1 to 5. Peyak, Niso, Nisto, Neyo, Nianan. Review of singular and plural. Book, Masinahikan. Books, Masinahikana. Masinahikanis, singular. Masinahikansa, plural. A review of the personal pronouns. Nia, Kia, Nia. It is a very good thing to point. Point to yourself, point to a second person, and point to a third person. Nia, Kia, Wia. As it involves three persons. Review on the word chi, and of course, it tells of a question is asked. Commencing lesson three, we have new pronouns. The only pronoun we've learned was the singular this, om, om. That, anima, anima. Both these words are singular. Om, singular. Anima, singular. These, ohi, ohi. Very abrupt I. H-I, ohi. Plural. Those, anihi, anihi, plural. Now we have another word that specifies that, such as, that's the book that I mislaid. We are speaking or specifying on that one book, that, ewaku. 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 It's a singular word. Now, ewaku is used both in the inanimate and animate grammar. In the following, these are exercises on translations. Is this your book? A question. Oma masnaigan chi Kia. Uma mas nahigan. Chi Kia. Is that your book? Anima mas nahigan. Chi Kia. Anima mas nahigan. Chi Kia. Are these your books? Ohi masanahigana chi kia. Ohi masanahigana chi kia. Are those your books? Anihi masanahigana chi kia. Anihi masanahigana chi kia. Now, in the plural words, ohi and anihi, H-I ending word is always an inanimate word, an inanimate. These are my books. Ohi masnahigana nia. Ohi. Masanahigana niya. Those are my books. Anihi masanahigana niya. Anihi masanahigana niya. Please take note that these are statements, so the word chi is not used. Prior, we use the word, is this your book, is that your book? These are questions, so the word chi will appear. New questions. Yes or no? Yes. No. Namoya. Namoya. Now, the little word yes, E-H-E, it's pronounced many, many ways in many areas, different areas. Some say e-ha, e-he, e-he. You know, we don't question. It's a minor thing. But the spelling of the word ehe is E-H-E. Now we come to prefixes, which is very important when you are using structured material. Prefixes ni, N-I-K-I, ki, first and second persons. These words are contracted from the word nia and kia. Questions asked. Do you understand? Yes. Kimisito tenchi. Do you understand? Kimisito tenchi. Now, if you listen to the word kimisito ten, there's a guttural, O-H-T, what we call a guttural sound. There are six major sounds in the native language. And as we go along, we'll find other guttural sounds. Again, do you understand? Yes. Kimisito tenchi. Ehe. Do you understand? No. Kimisito tenchi. Namoya. Supposing if I said, yes, I understand. Ehe, nenesetohtin. Ehe, nenesetohtin. No, I don't understand. Namoya, nenesetohtin. Namoya, nenesetohtin. At this time, we will hold a practice period in asking one another, do you understand? Students all pair off and ask one another, start speaking, because when you start asking questions is when you truly are learning to speak Cree. A while back, we learned numbers. We are going to count from 1 to 5 and then from 6 to 10. Numbers are involved on page 10 in the yellow book, the basic book. Let's count together. We say Peyak, Niso, Nisto, Neyo, Neyanan. From 6 to 10, we say Nikotwasik, Tepakuhp, Ayinaneyo, Kegamitatat, Mitatat. The guttural syllables again appear in Mitatat. Let's count again, from 6 to 10. Nikotwasik, Tepakuhp, Ayinaneyo, Kegamitatat, Mitatat. Now we're going to do better. Let's count from 1 to 10. Peyak, Niso, Nisto, Neyo, Niyanan, Nikotwasik, Tepakuhp, Ayinaneyo, Keka Mitatat, Mitatat. Now, underline your syllables in Nikotwasik and Tepakuhp, Ayinaneyo, Kega Mitatat and Mitatat. And you'll soon find that it's not a difficult word. Ne ko twa sik. Again, ne ko twa sik. Six. Ne ko twa sik. 7. Te pa. Kuhp. Tepakuhp. Underline again your syllables. 8. Initial A. A. Ye. Na. Neyo. A. Ye. Na. Neyo. 8. 9. Keka mitatat. Keka mitatat. And the literal meaning of that word is almost 10. Almost 10. Keka mitatat. Mark out your syllables and sound it. For 10, we say mitatat. Mitatat. Now, as we go along, we do have some exercises. and a writing period is needed. Write the words from 6 to 10 and repeat. Writing helps to remember. There are some examples here in the following. We say, take 6 books. Otena nikotwase masanahigana. Otena nikotwase masanahigana. Give me 10 small books. Miyen mitata masanahigansa. Miyen mitata masanahigansa. These 8 books are mine. Ohi ayinaneo masanahigana mia. Ohi ayinaneo masanahigana mia. Those 7 small books are mine. Anihi tepeko masanahigansa mia. Anihi tepeko masanahigansa mia. Give me that book. Miyin anima masanahigan. Miyin anima masanahigan. Now, if you were specifying, you could also say miyin ewako masanahigan. Take 9 small books. Otina kega mitata masanahigansa. Otina kega mitata masanahigansa. Now, do you understand? Yes, I understand. Kimi sito ten? Chi? Ehe, neni sito ten? I will see you again. Kawa pamitin asamina. Kawa pamitin asamina. Ka wa pamitin asamina. Now, asamina, of course, tells us again. Now, we must not forget to review the words, the Cree words, at the back of the book, in the yellow book. From page 6 to 7, each lesson that has certain words are listed on these pages.